We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Mike Dodson. Before we continue, I understand we have a caller waiting on the line. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Hi, good morning. Just wanted to know what the status of the Brahms restaurant is right now.
They have got all of their requirements in. From my understanding from Brahms is that it's not on their schedule to actually start construction in their inventory of different stores they're going to be constructing and opening until sometime next year. So, but all of the zoning and other aspects are clear for them.
Oh, okay, great.
Yep.
Thank you
very
much.
It's really in their house now to decide when they're going to construct.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that in a while. I love Brahms, so just a little plug there. Continuing on here for the agenda tonight, what you guys will be talking about, item A starts off with the expansion of the Manhattan Conference Center.
This is an item, obviously, we had the original Conference Center, which is about a 30,000 square foot facility that was built in conjunction with the Hilton Garden Inn. The original agreement was back in 2009 with HCW, and when we initially built that facility, we looked at a model that where we wanted private ownership of the facility that was on the tax rolls and a viable facility for the community. It's been successful over the years, and there were some studies done a few years ago about some expansion opportunities. And with the low interest rates, HCW, as the owner, entertained some expansion possibilities. They're also looking at expanding the hotel and approached the commission earlier at the first part of the year this year with a proposal to expand it by 15,000. And when it was originally constructed, there was space left on the west side of the facility to be able to expand it all the way to 4th Street. And so that was the proposal. It's about 15,000 square foot proposed expansion. The commission concurred with that. You might recall as a part of that, one of the primary funding sources to help fund that expansion was an increase in the transient guest tax. So it went in a half cent from 7% to 7.5%. That was implemented July 1st of this year to help pay for that. When we did the original deal earlier this year, the estimated cost for that expansion was about $3.5 million. And since that time, HCW completed the design of the facility and went out to bid. And the bids came in quite a bit higher than that. So about $4.99 million is the low bid. They do want to proceed with it, and so there's some amendments proposed for financing this. And essentially, the original deal was on the amendment. There was about $2.7 million in forgivable financing that was really the city's obligation to finance. I might mention that the conference center portion of the facility is all under the city's original obligation, issuing economic development bonds to cover that. And then we have the developer that's participating financially with a portion of that. With the original deal, that was about a little over $9 million facility, and they were going to end up paying for about 45% of that. So, following that concept, they were going to pick up about $800,000 of the expansion, and with the overage, they're going to pick up the majority of the overage, and so that $800,000 is going to go to $1.8 million roughly, so another million, and then the city would pick up the additional $500,000. And what we're suggesting is that city's portion be paid for through economic development funds. You might recall that the original project for the 30,000 square foot facility, the city agreed to put in $1.5 million in economic development bonds, which covered some of our debt service earlier in the project over a three-year period. So with the expansion, an additional square footage of 15,000, we think it's reasonable that we pitch in another $500,000, which will allow the debt service then to really follow what the original plan is with the transient guest tax increase.
Yeah, the commission approved the original. So when they come back this time, this is in essence the what Ron just described, the change from 3.5 to 4.99 and the various ways that that's going to be paid. So paying it down to the same level as we were having before is a good idea. That's the whole reason we did the the TGT and so on. So I think this is a solid idea. You know, most of this has to do with breakout rooms. So when you look at this from 4th Street looking back, it comes almost out to the curb and a nice facade there. And so the problem we've had before has not necessarily been rooms, because as you know, we've got several hotels down there in the region. And one of the things that some of the hoteliers have told us that we're very lucky, because we've got a nice conference facility with a lot of rooms surrounding it in walking distance, and then obviously walking distance up to the restaurant. So when you look at this, having two more large breakout rooms will really help us, particularly in the, let's say, the 200 to 500 person convention.
So you hear a lot of these dollar amounts here. Well, what do you guys expect the return on investment for something like this to be?
So one of the things that obviously, as the mayor indicated, this really allows us to hold multiple events at the same time in the facility. So in addition to having larger breakout rooms, we can accommodate 2 to 3 smaller groups at the same time. So it will allow more folks to both the Convention and Visitors Bureau that are recruiting meetings here, as well as the hotel itself that are recruiting meetings here. And, you know, we've done fairly well in the overall scheme of things. We think it's been pretty successful. Again, we've seen a lot of competition going up across the state. Salinas got a new one. The nice thing about this one is it's got a much larger primary facility, and so this expansion will help solidify it. And we still have that unique experience. So one of the feedback we get from folks that are attending this is the location, that it is walkability and walkable to downtown and shopping and restaurants. And so they really feel good about the environment and the stage that it's in. So we think obviously it's a long-term investment for the community, and it's about a 30-year bond ultimately. So one of the other aspects is that the developer is picking up more of the interest. And so this arrangement where we have a private developer that's the owner and it's on the tax rolls is not one you find commonly across the state. You know, some of the bigger facilities around Topeka, Overland Park, all of those are government-owned. And even though they're contracting, they're not necessarily on the tax rolls. So a much higher debt load for them on those facilities.
So depending on tonight's possible motion, what's the next step here in this process?
So they have a contractor secured and are ready to start construction as soon as we're able to approve this amendment.
Okay. Well, be interesting to see that. Again, that's coming up. That's item A here on the agenda tonight. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back more with Ron Fear, Mike Dodson, City Commission here. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.